Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're now on Jim, Ha, and Kha. And these are what we can call the wave letters because they look like a wave. If you look at this, it looks like a wave coming into the ocean. Okay? So they're the wave letters, and this is a set of three triplets that look the same. Okay? And the only difference in them is the dot at the bottom, no dot at all, and the dot at the top. Okay? Now, in their image, Jim, Ha, and Kha, they connect back and forward. So they connect from the back. So if you're writing Jim, you have text here, and then you want to write a Jim, and then you continue, it continues onward. Okay? So what I have at the top here highlighted is the beginning of the word. Okay? Here you have the middle of the word. Okay? And at the end of the word, you have your text. And then this is what you normally see in the books is the letter. Now you close it off with a tail or a stomach. Some people call this the stomach, okay, because it's like a big stomach. So you have a wave, you have your wave, and then you have your stomach. So that's very simply how the Jim, Ha, and Kha is simply how they look and how they're written. Now let's look at some vocabulary words using only the words that only the letters that we've covered so far, and only the words that are from the top 100 words of the Quran. So that's what your quiz that you notice on the Teachables, the quiz is there, that or the quiz will be there eventually, because we're only on our third video so far. You're gonna have a quiz here, and this is gonna be your first word, Ja'a, which means came. Okay, so you should have a pad next to you. And practice your hand moving this, because using your hand to write this down is also a technique of study. And I guess, I don't know, I don't think that tapping it into a keyboard or on a screen is as beneficial, but so you should have a pad next to you. The next word you're going to write is Ahya, Alif, Ha, Ya, and another Alif. So the Hamza there on the Alif, and then Ha, Ya, and Alif gives you the word Ahya, which means to give life. Okay? Gave life. So now let's turn to the Quran and look for Jim, Ha, Kha in Surah Al-Fatiha. Alright, here we are. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And immediately, what do I have here? There's your Ha. I'm circling it with my mouse. Okay? You see the wave, and then that Ha is moving right into the letter Meem. Okay? And on top of that, that shape is a short vowel that indicates no vowel. It's called a sukun. Okay, it indicates that there's no sound. There's no ha, he, hu. So it's Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. No vowel sound. And again, you have it here again. Ar-Rahim. Ha is right there. And the ya, the tooth of the ya is right there. The ya, which is a letter that we studied, and this is the vowel. And under that is a kasra. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay. All right, Alhamdu. Five surahs begin with Alhamd, right? And Al-Fatiha, of course, is the first of them. And Alhamd, here, there, the ha. Notice how when you're connecting a ha, don't make this mistake of trying to connect the ha from exactly the back. It looks very sloppy when you're writing it. You should have a pad and a pencil, and use a pencil. Don't use a pen, okay? When you're writing Arabic, because a pencil is slower. So it allows you to actually not slip up. And also, furthermore, pencil in general is better for note-taking because you can erase. All right. So this ha here, notice how they brought the lam and they didn't connect it right away to the ha. They actually made a chair and the ha sits on that chair. Okay, and that's how you write properly. All right. You don't just try to connect from the back everything. All right. So that's your ha and has a fatha on it. Ha, alhamdulillah. Short, the fatha is like a small alif. Alif would be alhamdulillah, right? This is alhamdulillah. Rabbil alameen. Again, another ha here and now at the beginning. Even though it's in the middle of the word, but it's in the beginning form because the letter before it, which is ra, does not connect afterwards. So, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And again, it's the same. It's basically these same two words, but you notice they're written very fancily and nicely here because it's the basmala. But here, they're written in a normal naskhi script. Okay? And again, ha at the beginning of the word. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Okay, so nothing else there. So there you have your ha, and now let's look at Surah Al-Kafirun. Surah An-Nas. All right, so in case your eye wants to see other surahs, all right, let's take a look at this. So let's take a look at this from the top. Surah, there's your waw. We studied the waw. These other letters we haven't yet studied. Surah An-Nas. Now, you see this little thing right here? That's just a detail for beauty. It has no... You don't get so intimidated. Oh my gosh, what is all these spots? No, this is just something he put there to make it look nice. This too is a little design. All right, it's actually like a little letter scene. He put it there just to make it look nice. This V right here, nothing grammatical there at all. Nothing part of the language, just to make the surah, to make it look nice. Okay, so we know this well, and we know this alif. Okay, and then we have another alif right here. Okay, so that's what we've studied so far. Now let's go. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We looked at that in Surah Al-Fatiha. And we're looking at the letters that we know now. Alif, waw, ya, ba, ta, tha, jim, ha, kha. Okay. Here you have your alif. You know that one. And then your waw. Qul a'udhu. All right. A'udhu. So this waw is acting as a vowel. Bi rabbin nas. And then here you have alif. Okay. Bi rabbin nas. Okay. And of course your ba. We skipped the ba. Two ba's. Ba at the beginning and ba by itself. Right, ba at the beginning, and ba by itself. Malikin. So ba is very simple to. It's a plate, right? These are the plate letters. And so far, no jim haha. Malik. Innas again, alif. Innas means people. Malik is their king, the king of the people. Ilah. Here you have an alif, right, with the hamza underneath it. E, and then here you have a dagger alif. Like we said, dagger alif is the alif that is actually part of the word, but the Arabs did not, the original Meccan Qurayshi Arabs who determined the spelling of the Quran. The spelling of the Quran is fixed. You can't re-spell words because it makes more sense. They spelt it for certain reasons, and that was how they spelt it, and otherwise every generation would be changing the spelling of the Quran, right? So the spelling doesn't change. So where there's an alif pronounced but not spelled, we have a dagger alif. Okay. And again, we have alif here, and this again is the wasla. A wasla is a connector. So there's no pronouncing. You don't say ilah al-nas. No, you say ilahinnas. It's just a connector. Means that there's a haraka, a movement here, a vowel here, and he wants you just to connect. So don't say ilah al-nas. You say ilahinnas. All right, and there's your alif right there. Min sharril waswas al-khannas. So what do we see here? All right, from the letters that we've studied, again, alif with a wasla. Sharril waswas, not shar al waswas. You don't say min shar al waswas. Sharril waswas. And you have your alif. And here you have two examples of waw as a consonant. Waswas, right? Waw as a consonant. And here you have al khannas. And here you have your first appearance of the kha in your Quranic reading career. The first appearance of the letter kha, because there's no kha in Surah Al-Fatiha. And here you have the kha again, sitting. The lam, you never connect a letter from the back to the back, from to the back of the kha. It's going to look sloppy. Rather, what you do is you create for it a little seat. Okay? So he extended the lam and he went up. Now the kha can sit down, relaxed, okay, on that edge. Right? And then you have your alif, khannas. And then again, alif with a wasla. Why? Because if you continue. So if you say min sharri alwaswas alkhannas alladhi, again you connect, that's called a wasla, alladhi. And then here you have a ya. Now notice, in all literature except the Quran, it just so, and also the way the Egyptians write, the ya at the end of the word does not have two dots on it. You'll find in all other literature the ya at the end of the word having two dots on it. Well, not in the Quran. So this is alladhi. Okay, as a vowel. Here you have ya as a consonant. You. Waswisu. You. Alright. This is the short vowel. This dhamma here, this little waw, was a short vowel. And this waw here is a consonant. W. yuwaswisu, right? To whisper. And yuwaswisu is one of those words that sounds like the meaning, right? Yuwaswisu, it sounds like the word whisper. It makes sense that it's the word whisper, right? Yuwaswisu fi, again here, this is a connection of fa and ya. This here is fa and ya. I'm going to go into the word doc and type it out for you, and you'll see what it looks like. This is how fa and ya would be written, okay? So what they do in the Quran, it shrinks a little bit to become something similar to that, all right? And in the Quran, it shrinks, the calligraphy of Nasr, it shrinks even further to be this, okay? So it's shrunken to be fi. This is the word fi, in. He whispers in sudurin nas, the hearts, the chests of people. And again, alif with the wasla, sudurin nas. And then alif again here, you know the alif by now. All right. And then let's go again, minel, again wasla, minel jinnati wan nas. And here you have the lam, okay? And again the jim, this letter we studied, the jim sitting on the edge of the previous letter. So you create an edge, and the wave letter comfortably sits upon it, okay? And then again, one nas, alif again with a wasla, and then another alif. So these are some of the letters. All right, so that'll be the lesson for today. So now we've covered alif, waw, and ya, ba, ta, tha, and jim, ha, and kha, and you have your two vocabulary words, ja'a and ahya. Assalamu alaikum.